Hello, bitches, and welcome to the final GGW recording. This is Wing TF McAllister, live from Chicago, Illinois, and with me in the studio for this ridiculous fucking event is none other than a WC legend. Please give it up. I'm going to give a little golf clap as we do it. For Lewis, the gigantic shitbrand!
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the nice introduction, douchebag.
I am a douchebag. Oh, maybe I should go by D-bag. Wing D-bag McAllister.
No, Wing T-bag McAllister. Maybe that makes a lot more sense to me.
That'll accelerate our bromance to the new plateau. Rawr. All right. The time has come. I'm going to do this shit now. I'm going to go over to the legendary word file. So here we go. As always, this is a tough decision that usually takes days, so I'm quite thankful that both of you decided to send your pieces
in. He's bullshitting.
In
Only one of you did great. The other was a piece of shit.
A piece of shit. But it did take me days to work over for these various reasons. So let me roll with this as Lewis lends his commentary like the announcers for the sidelines of a WWE wrestling ring.
Do you have to drive Lewis home?
No. I can go by the train.
That's my dad. Okay. Say hi to the legendary world of the internet.
Hello, legendary world.
He says hello. Maybe you should wish our competitors luck. This is the big deal. This is the big dice. You should say, go. There's the bar. Speak. Tell them words of wisdom.
Write well. Do well. Try hard. When you're done with that, try harder.
Ooh, baby. All
right.
Anyway, see you later. First off, let's start with you, Rabby. Rabby. I have no idea what to do. It's just whispering sweet nothings in my ear. Oh. I see. Well, we can do that later. Or you have to do it now.
We can do that later, but I'm... Okay, you know what? You go on and do what you gotta do.
I'll go on and do what I gotta do. Okay, so guess what? Obviously, I loved your poem. It was forceful and dominated my mind with vivid imagery. Ooh, baby.
You know, one thing that you should always consider is that she's always using vivid imagery in all of her work, and that half the time when it's working in her favor, she tries really hard to make it work with catharsis as much as she is with her devices. So it's no fucking wonder why she made it as far as she did.
Are you gonna take that shit, Ravi?
I just fucking complimented her. What the fuck is your problem?
It's what I do. Anywho, in the last recording, I told you to leave your literary soul on the page. And you certainly took that to heart. Some things, however, didn't quite cut it. I found it annoying reading Dead, Dreams, and Drown in two separate stanzas that laid somewhat redundant information. You could have mixed it up with words that delivered the same passion, and I may have shat myself. Literally stained my undies brown.
You know, she could have used figurative language for that, but what the fuck do I know?
I think she should have made me stain my undies brown. This is ridiculous.
Oh, honey, I make you do that every night.
I would also like to know the purpose of using the dragon. Seems to be a bit out of place, which probably means that it has significance that I don't see. And I didn't get it from the read-through, and quite frankly, I just don't care enough to find out. Does Lewis have a comment, or am I free to move on to this world?
No, I think enough has been said about her piece. Let's move on so we can get the fuck off this audio file.
Oh, do not steal my tagline, bitch! PK, your piece was quite interesting, and it really left me thinking. It made me think about the difference between, I'm going to guess his name was Jean, because it sounds French, and Natasha's views on their relationship. I also enjoyed the development through the middle of the piece, as you explain the elements of this undiscovered world from such an interesting point of view. So, what didn't fly in my eyes? The first paragraph was really hard to overcome. I think you could have established the story in a more inviting manner. The last sentence, I don't think, was well executed. In fact, I just don't think the whole paragraph did your work justice. In addition, the ending felt very disconnected from the body of the whole. You spent all this effort building the ending, and then you shortchanged the meat? You raised the glorious question of your work in that conclusion, but I don't like how you delivered the package.
In addition to that, since you threw in your piece right before I can even help you with my commentary, I'm gonna fucking lay it on you too. Okay, at your end, I've told you before, you have a weak ending from the last piece that I've read, and you do the same shit this time again. So my proposal to you is that the next time you actually want to write a prose piece for his contest, how about you consider the ending a little more so it's not so disjointed from your actual content? And in addition to that, your beginning, what the fuck, Eileen? Seriously.
What the fuck? From Lewis. Okay, so now here comes the wonderful part. Both of you wrote some incredible shit this summer and produced two of the strongest portfolios that the AGWC has ever seen. I was never bored reading the shit that you guys wrote, and I was impressed to see the varied arsenals that each of you are developing. PK, you have some of the strongest technical writing assets one could acquire, and your works always show a lot of effort. However, I'm fearful that I don't see you when I read you. I asked to see your soul, and I didn't. Rabbi, you have dominating poetry. Ooh, baby. That makes people twice your age say, what the fuck? You're consistent with your talent and execution, and Lewis is holding my shoulder, which means I think he has something to say.
You know, Jasmine, a few months ago you told me that you didn't know why the fuck I actually thought your writing was good, and that you're only fucking 14. Oh my god, why the fuck does everyone like my writing? Well,
we're all pedophiles.
Shut the fuck. Well, I just have one thing to say to you. I told you from the get-go that your writing was profound, and now that you've made it to the final round of GGW, I hope you fucking take these words to heart when I say congratulations.
So, where was I? You're consistent with your talent and execution, but when it comes to a champion, consistency isn't necessarily enough. You need to be constantly improving, and as I say, violating the envelope. Maybe it's conceited as shit to say it, but this competition tends to break people. Champions appear and drift away because they stop learning, striving, and growing. The same can be said for people that make it to this final round. The warning is always the same. Good today is not always good tomorrow. I want to see more from the both of you. Better things, stronger things, amazing pieces that shit your dreams upon my essence. I expect each of you to never stop exploring yourselves.
With that said...
Am I going to do it now? Is it time?
Yeah, I think we should reveal the winner.
Oh, he wants me to reveal the winner. That said, congratulations go out to the 2010 GGW champion, Rabbi.
Dun, dun, dun. Congratulations, Jasmine. I knew you could do it.
And congratulations to you as well, Eileen, for making it this far, even though you started in a round late. Always impressive to see such a comeback drive. You know what's coming. Oh my god, I'm digging down deep. Here it comes, baby. Oh yeah, get the hell out of my... Oh baby!